Blog Talk Radio.
To our worshipers and forever prayer warrior, because we know that prayer will change things. I got a little prayer support. It may not sound much to somebody else, but it meant a lot to me, a whole lot to me. You know, our garbage disposal wasn't working, and I tried everything I could to get it unstopped. Thought about calling people in, but I just thought I'd try one more time. And dawned on me that I hadn't prayed about it. You hadn't prayed about the garbage disposal? No, I hadn't prayed about, Lord, how do we get this another disposal unstopped? So I stopped and prayed and asked God, Lord, you know how to unstop this garbage disposal. I pressed the button for the reset and everything else two or three times, four times. That won't help it. Nothing will help it. But God, you know about everything. And I'm asking you, help me, Lord, help me to get this garbage disposal. I stopped. Because my wife had asked me if I would work on it. And I must be a little transparent. I wanted to make her happy as well as get that garbage disposal unstopped. I wanted to seem like I could fix anything. She thinks that anyway. But I couldn't fix that garbage disposal. And I worked and worked. Finally, I prayed and said, Lord, help us. Help me, please. Help me to unstop this garbage disposal. Amen. And when I said amen, 1 second, I'm not talking about 1 minute, but 1 second after I said amen, I went back in there just for a second and somehow clicked something. And out popped this metal little round piece that he had gotten jammed up in there and was stopping the garbage disposal. I cut it on and it would go, woo, but it wouldn't run. But 1 second after I said amen, it was quite evident that nobody could have done it but God. But 1 second after I got through praying, I put that knife down in there and pop, it came out. I went to shout in the kitchen. Praising God over just that little metal piece that came out. It was blocking everything. And it came out. It may not seem like much to you, but I'll praise God a while for blessing me to unstop that. See, it had to be God. And why I was really praising God is because I knew that God had heard my prayer. And nothing could have unstopped that garbage disposal except the wisdom of the Lord that used me in that 1 second after it came unstopped. Lord, I want to thank you. I want to praise you and thank you, Lord, for proving yourself once again. You did that for me before. I searched a program, and I didn't know where to find. And I stopped and prayed. And before, in a half a second, because I said amen, God said, look down. I looked down, and there it was right by my foot. Amen. The Lord did that for me. See, you got to understand why we praise God so over the small things. If you learn to praise him over small things, he'll do greater works for you. I'm telling you, he will. I always give a testimony about how I went to the post office box. And there was $1 in the post office box, and I shouted and praised to God like it was $10,000. About a month later, I don't remember exactly when, but about a month later, I went to the post office box, and there was $10,000 in the post office box. But you got to learn to praise him over the little small things that will cause him to do greater works for you. God bless you. All right, I'm opening the prayer line. Are there any prayer requests tonight? You can ask God to do something spectacular for you, too. The line's open. Anybody? I certainly want to keep Dr. Betty Johnson on our prayer list and Bria and all Well, our daughter, Lanitra, and her husband, and Bria, and all our other little grandchildren on this prayer list. Because I know miracles happen. And I'm asking God to do miracles. Protect them, Lord, and keep them under the shadow of the Almighty. Jesus, thank you, pray. All right. The line is open for anyone else who has a prayer request. Yeah.
Mother Digby Unspoken. And my
Go ahead, Mother.
Unspoken and my whole church.
And your whole church. Okay.
God will save everywhere and fill people with the Holy Ghost.
Isn't that beautiful? Well, that request, God is smiling. Amen. We thank you for that request in Jesus' name. What is the name of your church?
St. Mark, Church of God in Christ.
St. Mark.
Yes, sir.
Church of God in Christ. All right. All right, anybody else have a special prayer request? Sister, we still are struggling, and I'm asking the saints to pray for my children. All right. God bless you. Anybody want to stop right there? Let's have a prayer for those prayer requests that we have now. If you are a prayer warrior, you know God is real. I'm asking you all as prayer warriors. You might get two or three prayers. But stop and pray for these precious people. Mother Dixie. Yeah, pray for her family. Pray for her. Pray for her church. St. Mark's Church of God in Christ. Sister Lucille, Unspoken, also. Come on. Pray for them. Prayer warriors, the line is open to you. Well, all right. Heavenly Father, thank you for these prayer requests that have gone forth before you, Lord. And we do need you to stop by. I told Amazing Grace that whenever you're in the room, everything is subject to you. We read John 1:1 again, which tells us that nothing was made without you, Lord. And that's why we praise you. That wherever you step in the room, everything is subject to you. Lord, unspoken requests are subject to you. Look on Mother Dixie's unspoken. Sister Lucille's unspoken. Oh, God, you know all about it. Fix it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, fix it. Oh, God, I'm praying that you answer their request in the name of Jesus. God, bless them, bless them, bless them. Look on that chunk tree up in the heaven. Lord, shake it and bless the unspoken request under them. That is my request under you, that you bless them financially. In the name of Jesus, take away out of nowhere. In the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. You can't hold any blessings back from these precious people. The blood of Jesus is on their blessings. When you try to put your hand on it, you're going to get the blood of Jesus on your hand. Yes. Send you back to when you came from. The blood of Jesus is on you. If you stay around God's face. Lord, let the blood of Jesus and the spirit realm be all over there. And in the name of Jesus, find the enemy to come to him and give glory to his son. Glory to you, God, and hear the same prayer. Thank you, thank you. Look on Sister Lucille's family. Bless those children, Lord. Help them. In Jesus' name. Look on Dr. Betty. Oh, God, bless her. Help her, Lord. Thank you for the remarks that they made about her on her job, God, and the excellent report that was made on Dr. Betty. Excellent work. Oh, God, we knew it. And we thank you for even letting others all around her, Lord, see how excellent her work is. Bless her, Lord, even more. Give her a heart's desire. Look on Lanitra and Raphael. Bless them and make a way. Let them be bound to bless financially too. Bless Bria, Malia, Naya, and Dante. Bless all of them. not just in their hands, but they labor. As they go along in life, Lord, make them wealthy in the name of Jesus, that others can follow them to the throne of God. And thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Anybody else with a prayer request tonight before we thank the Lord? Nobody else with prayer requests? All right, God bless you. Amen.
Johnson?
You have a, yes, I hear you talking about it.
I'm sorry, this is the foreground. I have a prayer request for my...
This is who now? Who is this?
Sister Karen Brown.
Karen Brown from St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
All right. Go ahead.
I have a prayer request for my godson is... They found something in his chest or whatever, and they're talking about doing some kind of open heart surgery on him. His name is Maurice Ostell. I would like you all to pray for him.
And her name is Maurice. Let me get the name right. About
Maurice.
What is her name again?
His name is Maurice. Maurice Ostell.
Maurice. That's his name, right?
Maurice, yeah.
Okay. All right, got back trouble. Now,
he wants to open, right, open his chest.
Did he have to open his chest? Am I hearing you correctly?
Yes, sir. They want to open his chest.
And for what trouble? For back trouble?
No, they said they found something, I guess, in his lungs or something or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And they want to do, open, they want to open his chest to go in and try to see what it is.
Oh, my God. All right. And the Lord already knows what it is.
Yes, sir.
And Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God, whatever that is in his chest, oh, God, you can remedy that. Touch it in the name of Jesus. You're the maker of all things. And everything that was made was with the word through Jesus. Touch.
Yes,
yeah, Jesus. Let the anointing go in there. And the destroyers every yoke. This seems to be a yoke, Lord. And we know that the anointing can destroy every yoke. Touch Brother Maurice, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bring him out of this turmoil. In Jesus' name. Cover him with the blood of Jesus. God, as they try to do something in there, Lord, let it be all right, whatever happens.
Yes, Lord.
Let it work out for his good, Lord, in
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Find the devil that tries to bring a picture. Tries to bring a picture. God, we need you to step in and touch him. Yes, to accomplish him with your glory.
Yes, Lord.
In a special way. Let righteousness run down in Jesus' name and give him complete deliverance and give him complete healing. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal his body. Heal. The blood of Jesus. Loose him. You spirit of infirmity. Loose him. The blood of Jesus.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, let the outcome be great, great, great. Lord, let it be all right. I'm asking in the name of Jesus and for the glory of God.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
God for Jesus. God bless all of you. Let's go into thanking God. We're going to thank him until about 9. Praise him in advance for what he's going to do for you. Do for these who made the quest and do for us. All of us on the line. I even thank him for what he's going to do for me. Let's go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Open up, everybody. You know our format on here. Everybody, thanks the Lord. Amen. For what he's done for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Who wouldn't thank you? Thank you.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Ambassador Hendricks. Go ahead and leave us here.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're just trying to thank him 1,000 times.
Thank you.
No way.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you
So have a wonderful night. Amen. I'm signing off. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. Keep us safe, Lord. Keep us blessed. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask it. From the glory of God. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Amen.
The line's open. I bless you.
I receive it.
Amen. Don't forget about tomorrow, our special guest in the morning. Amen. Sister Sarah Joy, Sister Sarah Jordan Powell.
Thank God.
Y'all remember her? You take the blue
and
feel your heart the glory.
Yes.
When Jesus comes, thank God. Amen. The one who sings when Jesus comes, she sang that so one time to the whole church was impacted. The whole congregation was impacted. Amen. Sing that song to the power of God fail. You take that view, fill your heart with His glory. So remember Sarah Jordan Powell. She'll be with us tomorrow morning. May the Lord bless and keep you all. Love y'all. Have a wonderful night. The line's open if you want to give a shout out. God bless you.
I'm going to give a shout out to Mother Woods. She on the line. Everybody on the line, have a blessed night. This is Daphne Hendricks, 912 Avery, Georgia.